moment, sir. Hello?
Hello?
One moment, sir, please.
April?
Yes, Mr. President?
I hate to call you this late, but I cut your note and it had me busy all day and I was going to get away early in the morning. I thought I'd better call you.
Well, I didn't really mean to bother you. I wanted to talk to you about what you thought about Bob Kennedy's future in New York.
Good.
And one or two things about Syracuse. I think you've been helped there. The Democrats have been fighting. We've got a good county chairman, and Ron Lagan.
Yeah.
Well, he's worthy of your support.
All right.
I think your going there is going to be a very good thing.
Good. I'm just going to run up for, some of them thought I ought to cancel, but I don't think I will.
You do what?
Some of them thought I ought to cancel it tonight, but I don't think I will. I think it'd create too much attention.
Yes. I think if you, when are you going to make your statement?
On the Vietnam?
Yes.
I've already made it.
Oh, you've already made it?
Already made it, yeah. So
we were just at Indian Embassy and we just got in.
Yeah, well, I just made it about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
And, I'll call you.
You're doing the right thing in this case, sir.
Well, thank you. I'll call you and I get back and we'll get together. How's
Can
that?
Can I do that?
That's fine.
I'd like to know what you want to. I think I have a little influence on Bob Kennedy and I'd like to do it in a way that you think would be what's good for you.
I'll be very happy to, and I'll call you tomorrow or next day just as soon as I get back.
People up there in Syracuse, they ought to control that city. The city went for the first time in a long time for you and President Kennedy, and we ought to carry it again, but you ought to tell these Democrats they ought to get together and quit fighting with each other.
I sure do. I'll do it.
Well,
thank you.
I'm sure they'll appreciate you going very much.
Thank you, Abel. Bye.